The Massachusetts Pregnant Workers Fairness Act would ensure that pregnant workers have reasonable accommodations on the job, accommodations similar to those that are given to those with disabilities, which we all recognize, but because pregnancy is not a disability, there's really no legal obligation for employers to accommodate them. The accommodations would range from very simple things like access to water, the ability to sit, perhaps take an extra bathroom break, to lighter duty, the ability not to need to lift more than 20 pounds, perhaps rearrangement of schedules, and it could escalate to further rearrangement of work schedules and or duties. But some of the most commonly needed accommodations are simply the ability to deal with the biology of a normal pregnancy.
Why was it necessary to get a state law enacted in this area?
Like so many other things, the states sometimes will take the lead in efforts at protections. There has been, in the past, a Pregnant Workers Fairness Act in the works in Congress. It was never successful. It has just been reintroduced, as a matter of fact, after we're up to about 22, 23 states now. Vermont passed it just recently, and now Massachusetts, who have enacted their own Workers Act. So we often see activity and progressiveness in the states that might be more difficult to effort on the federal level, but that kind of momentum from the states who do see the wisdom, individual legislatures seeing the wisdom in a particular issue may move the national dialogue forward. So we're extremely hopeful that the momentum of Vermont and Massachusetts just signing on will indeed lead us to a successful federal law also.
Now, we should point out, though, that it's not quite a done deal in Massachusetts. The House has passed it. It still has to go to the Senate and then on to Governor Baker. But you don't anticipate any obstacles, especially since the House vote was unanimous, correct?
Correct. And the House vote, the House is historically, and I think largely recognized as a heavier lift. So many more legislators, so many more minds to convince. And frankly, the Massachusetts Senate tends to be slightly, it's a smaller body and tends to be slightly more progressive.
Now, the bill was introduced some years ago, as I recall, and ran into opposition from the business lobby. What was their opposition to it, and how was it finally overcome?
The bill was introduced only last year, officially, sponsored by Amherst Representative Ellen Story and Senator Joan Lovely. The opposition from business was not to the issue, as they say, but to the actual wording, some of the provisions of the bill that they were afraid would actually be difficult for businesses to implement. One of their primary concerns was that there be an interactive and good faith conversation and negotiation between employers and employees around what kind of accommodations were actually necessary. So we simply, working with them, our legal advisors from A Better Balance, which is a family and legal law center who has been very involved in this movement nationally, working with our legal advisors and the team from the Associated Industries of Massachusetts, we were able to craft protective language that worked for both the business community and the advocates. We also were able to align the language a little better with the typical protective disability language in Massachusetts law.
So everybody's happy.
Everybody is very happy. As a matter of fact, the Associated Industries of Massachusetts testified in support of this bill in the Labor and Workforce Committee, and AIM also sent a letter of support to the House.
Now, this will impact a lot of people, and I know you've got the figures.
Yes, 3/4 of women entering the workforce in our country will be pregnant and employed at some point in their lives. And here in Massachusetts, over half of all pregnant women and new mothers are actually in the workforce and earning income to support their families.
So who would you like to give shout-outs to for getting this legislation through?
Yes, thank you for asking. It's been a broad, broad coalition of folks, including the original Mother Woman team, Liz Friedman, former program director, and Laura Sylvester, who work with us from the University of Massachusetts Public Health Program, to all of our national interest folks at A Better Balance, which everyone should know about, to the ACLU of Massachusetts, MassCosh, the Women's Bar Association, the Mass Employment Lawyers Association, the Caucus of Women Legislators, and the Commission on the Status of Women, and the Western Mass Women's Fund, who have been staunch supporters. Also, I should mention NARAL, Pro-Choice Massachusetts.
Anything else you want to say?
Well, I want to say that I am a proud Massachusetts mom at this point, because Mother Woman has been dismayed about the concept that pregnancy might be subject to the cold calculus of pre-existing condition and denied protections. So to see Massachusetts make this step to protect our workers, regardless of the winds of Washington, is really quite exciting to all of us. And we anticipate that the Senate and Governor Baker completely agree with our position.